Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast. www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the all-new Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter tonight. Once again, hosted by me, the gentleman, Rashad Priest. We are currently in the fallout of Universe Mania. We are currently in the fallout of what happened on tonight's Monday night.
Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sense.
Excuse me. Allow me to shut this off the right way. Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight, I am the babyface you love to hate and your host with the most. My name is AJ Atticus. And with me tonight is my co-host, Rashad Priest. How are we doing tonight, Rashad? Unfortunately, DeJuan could not join us, the general, the head admin. He is unfortunately not here with us tonight.
And that's probably why you're not stuck in your office again.
Oh, sure. Let's keep running that. You blame him. Have you been able to produce that video footage?
I emailed it to you earlier today. Did you not get it?
No, I didn't get it. I believe the Night Owl, the head VOD, was actually asking for that. So you might want to send that to him. But, you know,
I will have my assistant get right on that.
Okay. Let's move on. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the fallout of Universe Mania 3. Oh, my God. What am I? You know what? I'm getting ahead of myself. I have to let you guys know. We have to pay our bills, obviously. But right now, let me start off by stating we are brought to you by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee. They're on Wednesday nights at 7, and you can look them up on www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. I'm super excited. I apologize. I missed last week's show. My head is running wild. My head is running crazy. We also have the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter page. Also, look www.wrestletalkpodcast.com/FWWC. Guys, it's amazing stuff what we do here. We have amazing superstars, titles changing hands. It was absolute chaos last night. Rashad, you were there. You were part of it. How was your night last night?
Other than the uneducated masses constantly trying to talk to me and bother me, I had a blast last night.
Yeah, I believe you were in a match last night versus your brother Big Beard Kenny, and that kind of didn't play out as well as we as you had expected. Now I believe you're facing him tomorrow night on SmackDown Live to to wrap up the tie you guys had. Am I correct?
Once again, AJ, that is why they pay you the big bucks.
I mean, I'm glad you said it this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we had Universe Mania 3 last night. Lots of big matches, lots of stuff. Obviously, we covered a lot of it last night in our Facebook Live, myself and the BOD. So we're going to do a quick rundown of some of the things that happened last night. We had a tag team triple threat match where it pitted the two teams that won the tag team promo competition, the Steampunks, and the Titans of Time against the champions, Voodoo Nightmares. And it was a close battle all the way through. But two teams just so close through the whole thing, and that was the Steampunks and the Titans of Time. However, the Titans of Time pulled it off, and we crowned new tag team champions in Kronos and the Marvelous Missy.
I am sad to see that the tag team championship belts are leaving La Familia, but I will admit it's better than going around the Steampunk's ways.
I can go back and forth with that, too. There are certain things where I would say Steampunk's, you know, but, I mean, Titans of Time, they do their work, and they came out on top. I cannot bash any of the teams that were in there. I think they all did a great job, and they were all deserving of the victory. We also had an Intercontinental Championship match, a triple threat between Voodoo Master, the Intercontinental Champion, Marcus Mayhem, and Arden Murphy. And it was a close match in that, but it was kind of tough to see La Familia's own Marcus Mayhem get tangled up in the ropes and watch Arden Murphy pin Voodoo Master.
That was a very good match. Congratulations. I have been told I have to be nice this evening and actually congratulate sincerely the one, the only, the Irish whiskey drinking ass kicker, Arden Murphy.
Oh. Wait, can we hear that one more time?
Look, I was only contractually obligated to politely congratulate him once. Do not make me do it again because he will not like to hear what I have to say.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, before we move on, I'm getting messages. We have a lot of callers. We have a lot of stuff to cover tonight. Obviously, Universe Mania 3, huge. I'm trying to see. You know what? Let's just roll with it. Intern Timmy, let's just take a first caller right now, select at random, let's find out who it is.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, who are we speaking with?
This is Tank.
Hey, Tank, hey. Hey, call the phone. You have to talk into it so we can hear you. I know this modern technology is hard for you, sir.
This is Tank from Blitzkrieg.
Tank,
can you hear me?
Tank from Blitzkrieg. Let's talk something that happened last night. Last night you were in the inaugural match for the UXT Tag Team titles versus the Outsiders, the Masked Assassin Robert, and the heel deal, Daniel Anton. And you guys came
correct.
Out, the Blitzkrieg came out on top.
That's what I try to tell everybody. That's what I try to get everybody to understand. People didn't understand that, you know, us Blitzkrieg, we were telling everybody the truth, and people weren't listening to us. But now that we have titles, we're going to prove to you all, continue proving to everyone why we are who we are, and continue dismantling people.
Now let's talk about something else. Obviously, I'd like to congratulate you on that win, but let's talk about the hardcore match where your fellow Steampunk Collective member, Mason the Mechanic Murray, pulled a massive victory to become our inaugural hardcore champion, but there was a small stipulation against you in that. Would you like to to remind us all of what that exactly
mm-hmm.
was.
You know, I don't have a problem. I put myself in a predicament against me. If I lost that hardcore match, I would face the consequence of not competing for a while. I watched the live podcast last night, and I'm still waiting to hear from the BOD to tell me how long I'm going to be suspended for, and if I will and my tag team partner will be able to take the tag team titles. Hopefully, he doesn't hurt my partner and I as a tag team. He just hurts myself as a singles competitor. That's what I'm hoping for. But, you know, I will give credit where it's due. Mason, he's part of the Steam Punk Collective, and he beat us. So congratulations to Mason for winning it.
All right, I do have word. The BOD should be getting a hold of us hopefully tonight during our show to let us know the time frame and what all is being dealt with. That I know that the BOD is very busy right now handling a lot of things. So hopefully they get to us tonight. And as long as you stay listening, we should hopefully be able to have that information for you.
Oh, I would not give it up. I'll listen to the best podcast on Monday nights.
Well, thank you. Richard, do you have anything for Tank?
Should I?
You should.
I.
Goodbye, Tank. That's all I have. Next call.
All right.
Well, next match we have to cover.
Okay. Let's move on. Next match was an amazing match between one Nightmare Jones and the Dark Knight. Richard, these are two people from La Familia's own Nightmare Jones and La Familia's own Dark Knight. Richard, would you like to explain how that all came about and what exactly happened during that match?
Well, it was for the Universe Heavyweight Championship title. And it was, in my opinion, a win-win no matter what, because the title belt would stay in La Familia. But we do have a brand new champion, which we interviewed last night in Nightmare Jones, which you can go onto the FWC Tonight Facebook page and check out that awesome interview by myself and you, with Nightmare Jones, our new Universe Heavyweight Champion.
Nice. I mean, it was an amazing match. I did enjoy the interview we did with Nightmare Jones last night. I mean, it's great to see, too, that he had that emergency reconstructive surgery to fix his face, too, for the later on live broadcast. It was amazingly awesome. It's good. Back in shape.
Some reconstructive surgery on their face. Is your ugly brother, Massacre, who did not beat Danny Lane last night.
He did not beat Danny Lane last night. But I guess as something that we can move forward on to kind of tease at what happened tonight, I believe we now have a new UXT champion, because the no-gimmick Danny Lane has officially been beaten by Massacre. So our new UXT champion is my ugly younger twin brother, Massacre.
And once again, because I am contractually obligated for this, congratulations to you, Massacre, on your victory.
I mean, that kind of got to hurt. Twice now you've had to congratulate two people that you've had a little bit of a past with.
You know what, AJ? Keep it up, and you're going to be the one getting hurt. Let's just keep rolling with this show.
I'm retired, and in my contract, no superstar is allowed to lay their hands on me, or there will be a punishment. So think about that first. So you know what? We talked to Tank. We brought Tank on. Let's get a view from the other side of the match. I believe we have the Masked Assassin Robert on the line.
Guys. Hello, guys. What's up?
Robert, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing just perfect after tonight's win.
I was going to say, we can talk about your loss last night, but you definitely redeemed yourself a little bit by taking on the drill sergeant of the UXT and gaining a victory over him. Congratulations on your victory, sir.
Well, that's greatly appreciated. That was a great and needed win. I think that maybe Luchador was a little bit too focused from last night and just could not handle that loss from last night. And how is he going to handle that after the loss tonight?
Absolutely, well, absolutely. Lots of loss in his way.
In my opinion, I've been in the ring many times with El Luchador, Dick Casey. I think, sadly, the man is getting a little too long in the tooth. I do believe maybe the word retirement should be used with El Luchador coming up. But that's my opinion. And congratulations to you tonight, Robert, on your win.
Man, that's said something nice. You're on a roll tonight, Rashard Priest.
Hey, I'm only contracted. I only have to do it one time. Just one time.
Yeah. Now, Rashard, let me point something out. You can put your hands on any of the other superstars that want to point out you doing good deeds. You can do that.
Yeah, but I don't bother myself with lesser UXT members.
Hey, anytime you're willing, let's go.
Robert, do you have anything you'd like to say to maybe an opponent you're looking forward to facing soon, or what you feel is in your future? Are you focused on tag team with your partner Heel Deal, or are you looking more towards singles competition?
No, I'm definitely looking forward towards a tag team for the future, because the Outsiders are, just because we lost at Universe Mania 3 does not mean I'm just going to give up on the Outsiders. Since Tank is a little bit suspended, and later on tonight when Renee or the BOD calls to see how long the suspension may be, we might have to go from there. But, you know, Deodric Rain is sitting all big old target. But, again, not giving up on the Outsiders, and so I'm focusing with the tag team as much as possible.
All right, sounds very, very good. I appreciate you calling in. We got a lot of callers on the line, so Robert, I appreciate all your input. But let's move on to the next caller or another match. Rashard, I'm sorry, I am so confused in my head, just going all different directions. I apologize. I'm missing last week, trying to catch up with everything. I'm going to admit, I'm a little rusty after being locked in my office for 4 hours last week.
Which DeJuan Mills will answer to that. But one thing, since we did mention his name just a couple minutes ago, I would like to bring up the European Championship match, which we crowned a brand new first time European champion, where La Familia's own, the Legion, defeated El Needs to Retire Day Kansas City.
Absolutely. That was an amazing match. That you know what, being able to present Legion with that title, it was an absolute honor. Me and the BOD being able to do that. You know, he's been through a lot with El Luchador. Obviously, he in between it all, he was throwing heat towards the Steampunk Collective. He was a man who got a little sidetracked, but still came back and absolutely dominated. And finally, the European Championship has a home. It found somebody that it felt was worthy enough to wear it. We have been going months trying to find somebody who could win this title, and Legion has finally done it.
And he has brought it home to La Familia worldwide. Congratulations to you, the Legion.
Absolutely not. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that pretty much brings us down to two more matches that happened last night. at Universe Mania 3. That was,
yes.
Which I believe we can tie these two matches into one, because not only did Kronos, the Titan of Time, retain his U.S. title, but he will also be walking, he also walked out with the Warrior's Heart Championship match, taking it from a member of the Steampunk Collective, Corbin Slater. As much as I would love to see the Warrior's Heart Champion come to La Familia, it has left the collective, and congratulations to Kronos.
Absolutely, and let's point out the fact that now that he is a United States champion, he is the Warrior Heart champion, and he is a tag champion, he is the third person in chapter history, a triple champion. Only done before by legend, La Familia's own, Big Papa Kirk, another legend, La Familia's own, El Matas, and now a Titan of Time in Kronos. I believe he's only the fourth Warrior's Heart champion.
I do believe that is correct.
Oh, I'd like to say congratulations, Kronos. You set records last night. You won. You retained the title. You won two titles. You became a triple champion. You became a Warrior's Heart champion. You did amazing, amazing last night. And the chapter can do nothing but stand back and applaud you, sir. All right, let's talk about somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed this. He is the fifth Warrior's Heart champion, not the fourth. Rough night last night with Universe Mania 3. I'm looking over stuff on my papers. I apologize again. Ugh, it's rough. Rough over here. But, ladies and gentlemen, we do have to speak about something that happened a couple weeks ago, and it led into Universe Mania 3. It kind of built up into the NXT TakeOver when we had La Familia's own Kirk Malice take on Battle Cat, who was banned from Universe Mania 3. Now, they tied at UXT TakeOver, and then they had a match tonight where I believe they tied again. So now they will continue into SmackDown Live tomorrow. And I believe we have Battle Cat on the line right now.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
How are we doing tonight, Battle Cat?
How you doing? How you doing?
Doing all right. This match between you and Malice has continued on two nights now. I mean, is there any game plan going into to SmackDown on how you're going to be able to take him?
Well, I just stick with my guns, and I do what I do best, that fight. And hopefully he bring the fight to me, too. That's all I have to say about that.
Well,
tomorrow will be the night I take him out. So yeah,
you'll take him. How about this? I have something that I would like to try to do. I'm getting word that we actually have Malice on the line as well. Can we go ahead and bring them both in? You know, I feel like we need to create a spark here.
Ask him how his leg's doing.
You know, hold on. There needs to be no spark, because for one...
Hey, Mel, how's that leg yours doing?
Leg's doing fine.
Yeah.
Only thing I have to say...
I think I need to pay a visit again tomorrow night.
You know, two matches have ended in a draw. Tomorrow night
won't be a draw. I can tell you that.
There will be no draw.
Exactly, because I'm going to kick your ass. So there will be no draw.
You know, you keep saying you're going to kick my ass. But to be honest, you've only beaten me.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to see you tomorrow night then, ain't we?
I will be sure to beat you down and take the title and bring it to La Familia.
Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Gentlemen, hold on.
I will let the fist do the talking. Hell, I'll bring my crowbar with me and we can do this.
Gentlemen, hold on.
No. Let him keep going.
I'm breaking the
Hold on, we still have a show. We want to try and, you know, you guys are bringing heat. That's good. But we also have some stuff that we would like to bring to the table and talk to you guys about. Richard Priest?
Yes. It has just came to me breaking news for both you, Kirk Mouse, and you, Battle Cat. If your match comes down to a tie against tomorrow night on the SmackDown Challenge, you both will be the number one contenders for the hardcore title. Come.
Wow.
Well, you know, either way, if it comes down to that, when that match happens, I will still bring that title back, or should I say, to La Familia for the first time.
Well, best of luck to you, Kirk. Best you luck to Battle Cat tomorrow night.
Man, if I have to go through one person, two people, hell, if I got to go through five people to get it, then I'm going to get it.
Well, hopefully we have a winner tomorrow night. If not, we know either one of you could be the number one contender.
Absolutely. Wow. So much heat being brought by those two. Oh, I kind of hope they do tie, because I would love to see a triple threat match again for that heavyweight or for that hardcore championship. It'd be amazing. We saw a fatal four-way for it the first time. To see a triple threat now for its first defense would be absolutely amazing.
And I don't think Mason's going to like that.
No, he probably won't. But you know what? Here in the FWWC, things happen that people don't like. So most people can tend to just, you know, say that it's, jumping through hoops. But, you know, what else can we do? If people tie, we have to be able to kind of let everybody earn their spots.
You know what? I do believe, speaking of that, Slack Jaw Redneck, I do believe we have Mason the Mechanic Murray on hold right now.
Ooh. Mason.
Hello? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, sir. How
y'all doing?
Obviously, you're on hold. How do you feel right now hearing the news that was just put out there?
It don't bother me one bit. Battle Cat can bring his crowbar. Kirk Mouse can bring his mouth. But as witness like last night, no matter if you bring weapons or your mouth like DeAndre Green did, me and Lorelai is going to take care of business. I'm going to be coming out of the ring hardcore champion once again. It don't bother me one bit.
Now you say Lorelai. That's the name of your hammer, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Do you feel that it might be a slight advantage to you and maybe unfair to have a, I guess, during one of the promos the Steampunk Collective dropped, a magical hammer by your side? Do you think that's something that's considered fair?
Well, I mean, it is a hardcore match. She is a weapon. I mean, if we can't bring mystical objects or whatever into the ring, then why is DeAndre Green, a.k.a. a god, why is he even in the chapter? Doesn't make any sense. Lorelai is a mystical creature. She's a bitch. I've done already told everybody that.
All right. I mean, that is fair enough. You make a valid point. Weapons are weapons, regardless. So, yeah, absolutely.
I can't argue that point. I mean,
hey AJ, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Hey, you still want me to take your vehicle mudding later for whenever Rashard Priest has to wash it?
I'm telling you right now, if Rashard Priest does not put up the proper video footage that we need by the end of this show tonight, you guys can do whatever you want to my car because Rashard Priest is cleaning it. So take it out on the town. I know the Steampunks had Steampunk Collective had a lot of titles come to them. Take it out. Have fun. Party inside of it. I don't care.
I think I'll take Arden Murphy to a Mexican restaurant again and have him go at it.
Maybe don't do that. Maybe don't do that. But anything else is fine. Rashard, I hope you enjoy detailing cars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got it.
Hey, Rashard Priest, you going to be nice to me? Be nice to everybody else tonight.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Congratulations, Mason the Mechanic, on your championship win last night, sir.
What kind of championship win?
You're pushing it, son.
What did I win?
The Hardcore Championship match.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Well, Mason, we appreciate you calling in. We got a lot to cover tonight. Again, congratulations on your victory. And, I mean, we're either looking forward to the triple threat match you're going to be in or the one-on-one match with either Battle Cat or Kirk Malice.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I appreciate it, guys. But it doesn't matter. Steampunks are going to be taking that Hardcore Championship back. Or, well, rather, going to keep it. So it doesn't matter. 1, 2, 50. I want to take it home with me. She's going to be sitting right there beside Lorelai.
Now,
y'all
Mickey,
have a good night now.
50?
I'm sorry, dude. What?
I say, can you actually count to 50? I mean, I know the only way you can get to 20 is when you take your shoes off. Hello? All right, AJ, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. All right, so, again, I know we have a lot to cover. We have a few more callers on the line that we need to get to. So let me go ahead and bring on Rashard Priest's favorite person in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, it is your Intercontinental Champion, Arden Murphy.
Hold on, time out. What? AJ, you said my favorite person in the world. That is myself. We're talking to me.
Hello there, fellas.
You know, Arden, it'd probably been more apropos if you would have done moving on up.
I do what I want, but I have to say something. There's something I always wanted to do. And I'm going to do it real quick because I just have to get it out. Are you ready for it?
No.
Looks like Arden Murphy is your brand new FWWC Intercontinental Champion! Oh, that felt good.
Oh, congratulations on your victory, sir. It was a hard-fought battle last night. You, Voodoo Master, and Marcus Mayhem. You want to talk us over the last few moments of that match?
Well, the last few moments of that match were probably the most intense thing I've ever experienced, especially in a multi-man match. But you have to capitalize on every single opportunity you can. Oh, I got up a little woozy from an attack by Voodoo Master, and there was Marcus about to spring right off the ropes. Saw my moment, delivered a big boot to the ropes. Marcus fell and got himself tangled. I turned around, whipped Voodoo Master into the other side, caught him on the rebound with a jawjacker. 1, 2, 3. While looking right at Marcus, your brand new Intercontinental Champion, I told him that he would underestimate me in the very end. and that no matter how many times I lost, I'd go until I finally got that victory. And here I am, your Intercontinental Champion.
All right, Arden, I have a quick question for you, sir, just to play devil's advocate here. You are now the Intercontinental Champion. You hold that money in the bank pretty much with being the Intercontinental Champion. Since Nightmare Jones won the Universal Heavyweight Champion, will you cash it in, or are you going to hold on to that belt for a while?
I've been thinking long and hard about that one. And
are you going to go for bigger and better, or are you just going to hold on to mediocrity?
Well, that's the thing. Boyhood dream and all, Intercontinental Championship was something I wanted to win ever since I was little. And now I have it. And currently the nameplates are being changed on it. So I'd hate to spoil anything for you boys, but what I'm starting to think, and that could change in the future, is I want to defend it at least once. And if I retain, I may just trade it in and go after, well, hell, if it's Nightmare Jones at the time or whoever it happens to be, the Universal Heavyweight Champion. But I do plan to aim for the top, and I'm always looking toward the future.
Very nice, very nice. Do you have any words to say to maybe any of the opponents out there looking to take the Intercontinental Champion, or even our heavyweight champion, our Universe Heavyweight Champion, Nightmare Jones himself?
Well, all right, two things here. First of all, to Voodoo Master and Marcus, I'll take nothing away from the fellas. They fought their arses off, and it just happened that Arden Murphy came out on top. Voodoo Master, easily the greatest Intercontinental Champion in chapter history. But as I've shown before, I've ended long reigns before, like I did with the UFC Championship. And for Marcus Mayhem, well, I told him I'd get one over on him at some point, and here I am. But again, fellas fought great. For Nightmare Jones, hold on to your title, son. I got all the respect in the world for you, but don't think that I'm not eyeing it. And for anyone else out there who wants to challenge for the Intercontinental Championship, step up or get rocked.
So would you be interested in fighting Marcus Mayhem one-on-one for the Intercontinental Championship?
Well, I'd never turn down a fight, Boyle. So if that's what the board of directors decides, I'll take on Marcus or whoever.
All right. I mean, I know the BOD loves to hear about a fighting champion, so I'm sure I'll relay
Actually,
that
one,
message
one
on
question, to them. One last question to Arden here. Once again, playing devil's advocate, something to think about. Arden, last time you held a championship belt, who did you lose it to?
Well, of course, I lost it to Marcus. And the man, well, besides yourselves, that seems to have been the bane of my existence here in the chapter. Are you still there?
Moving on.
So, I mean, did he answer your question, Richard?
Yes, he... Apparently he did. AJ, once again, you proved that you are the leader of the uneducated masses right there with that question.
No, I couldn't hear. He was trying to answer, and then you talked over. I mean, I guess that's your thing, though, interrupting people.
Well, hold on there, fellas, if you can still hear me.
Oh.
I didn't quite hear the last few words. It cut out on me.
Oh, he is still here. I didn't realize that was there.
Oh, God. Intern Timmy, I thought you were supposed to let this guy go. What's going on? We're supposed to move on with the show.
Well, if I missed the question, I'm going to answer it.
I already asked you the question. Who beat you the last time you held a belt? And you answered it. It was Marcus Mayhem. Thank you, Arden.
Fine. Don't get your passes in a twist. I thought you slipped one in at the last second like you tend to do. But anyway, you said it's half fun.
You have a wonderful night, Arden. Congratulations on your Intercontinental Championship.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have another caller, but first we got to continue with our show real quick. We like to do our little thing, the promo of the week. And I don't know, Intercontinental, we got that music ready? Ladies and gentlemen, obviously we here at the FWWC tonight like to mention some of our superstars who have gone above and beyond or have come out and shown the heart they have and awarding them the promo of the week, showing that we have been paying attention to the work they put in and we are awarding them with this honor. And this week we actually have two promos of the week. One, I would like to extend this to a man who was missing for a little bit. He had his personal reasons, and that was totally fine. But he came back, and he came back with a little bit of a fire in him, and that is La Familia's own Voodoo Master. I think his promo right before the IC Championship match was great. He didn't hold anything back. He came back with the passion he always has, and we have to respect that.
As always, probably the man who was the greatest Intercontinental Champion in the history of the group, Voodoo Master always does a hell of a job in his promos, which leads us up to the second promo of the week. Once again, 3 weeks in a row, thank you very much, me.
But no. No, not you. Where'd you get 3 weeks in a row? Like, last week it was everybody. Like, I mean, I guess you're grouped in that, but it wasn't specifically you. The
I made promo of the week last week, everybody, which includes me, and this week, once again, me, on when I called out and mentioned how much better I was than my opponents from Sunday night.
Okay, no. The second person this week is our former Warrior's Heart champion, Corbin, the Metal Maniac Slater, with a promo he dropped right before the Warrior's Heart Championship, where he clearly seemed to have been taken over by the spirit of the Warrior himself. And I'm being told that we actually have him on the line right now.
Are the losers calling tonight?
Richard Priest, I believe you're also one of those losers, right?
Hey,
I mean, you're not the Warrior's Heart champion, and you're not the Undisputed Legends champion, so.
But I was never pinned.
Zero. You're giving Mason crap for counting, and. Which, by the way, congratulations to Mason.
President Corbin, I have to say, you know, it was a big loss. You were running hot on pay-per-views. Some would have said you were almost unbeatable at pay-per-views. Now, last night, that completely changed when Kronos got the victory and became the Warrior's Heart champion. How do you feel about that, and where are you looking to go from here?
I mean, it's a tough loss. I mean, it's obviously something that weighs on my mind, on my body, on everything right now, because that belt meant everything to me in this chapter. But, like all great champions, you lose some, you win some, and when you lose some, you can't let it get to you. You start back, you fall off the top of the mountain, you hit the bottom, you pick yourself back up, and you work harder than you ever worked before to get back on top of the mountain.
Spoken like a true, I guess a true ex-champion, but still spoken like a true champion. Where do you see yourself going from here? Are you just going to focus on the Warrior's Heart champion for the next Big Four pay-per-view, or do you see yourself focusing on another singles title or tag team titles again?
I mean, as far as SummerSlam is away, I mean, that's not until August. But you can bet that you will definitely see me there trying to get that belt back. But until then, right now I believe I'm still in UXT. And with that being said, of course, Massacre, the heat we've had through Warrior's Heart, through everything else, I think that's just the only logical way to go. UXT Championship. Work my way from the bottom all the way to the top.
Something I have just kind of put the math together and realized and noticed, every member now of the collective, but you, Corbin, is a champion.
That is correct. And you know what? The collective's champions. No big deal. I mean, really no hard feelings at all. Just saying.
Well, Corbin, you had one hell of a run as Warrior's Heart champion, and it's always good to see somebody have a run at something. It's always good to see people. You know, AJ, it is no hidden secret that I am a world traveler. I go all over the place. I see people. I see great things. Now, at Universe Mania 3, backstage, I did see somebody, but I have not seen this person throw out in a promo in weeks.
Who?
Enter Timmy, hit the music.
It's her tick. I don't
know. I miss you like crazy. I miss you like crazy. Ever since you went away, every hour, every day, I miss you like crazy.
This week's milk carton moment goes out to a former champion in the group, even a
Ooh.
Former Warriors Heart champion, the Queen
Ooh.
Of Tricks. Now, I did see her at Universe Mania 3 backstage, like I said, but I haven't seen her drop a promo since her last match, which I do believe she lost, AJ.
You know what? I have to agree. I do remember meeting her backstage. It was my first time meeting her. Very lovely woman. She was very nice and kind. But, yeah, I have not seen her on the page in quite some time.
You know, and somewhere where activity is king, and being a former champion, you would think you would constantly, since saying you're back with a vengeance, you're back looking for your woman's title to come back to you, you would promo the heck out of yourself.
Absolutely. I always hate when I have to do this, but kind of like you, being super nice tonight, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, did I just choke you up a little bit? Are you at a loss of words because I was actually nice to you for once?
AJ, you got me. Thank you, sir.
All right.
I somewhat appreciate that down deep somewhere in myself.
All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we got to let everybody know we could not have this show without the Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock. They have tons of superstars come on and do interviews. Obviously, everybody is welcome to call in and ask questions as well. We also have to promote www.wrestletalk.com. You know, we have www.wrestletalk.com, our podcast.com/FWWC. And then we also, I keep forgetting, we have one other one that we usually promote. I can't remember. Richard, I know you are really connected with El Matas, and maybe has he filled you in on that other one?
What's that, sir?
Are you going to ignore me now? I'm trying to pay the bills here, and you're not helping me with this? You want to talk about being a host, and you're not helping me with this?
www.wrestletalkpodcast.com.
And do you know who I believe we have Scott Norton from WCW and NWO Scott Norton this week on Wrestle Talk podcast. I mean that's gonna be an amazing show. And I'll tell you what, I for one will be definitely listening and possibly trying to call in to at least maybe ask a question, maybe get on somebody's nerves. I don't know. But
you get on my nerves all the time, AJ.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. I know I get on your nerves, and I do it on purpose. So you get on mine, and that's why it works. But, ladies and gentlemen, again, I have to move on. I believe we have our special guest on the line. Do we have our special guest?
Nightmare Jones, are you there?
Hello, gentlemen. Hello.
Nightmare Jones, how are you doing?
How do you think that I'm doing? I'm the FWWC Universe Champion. So how do you think that I'm doing?
I don't know. You sound kind of bummed, to be honest. I figured you'd be in here a little bit more excited. I mean, you're the FWWC champion, and from the looks of it last night, you had some reconstructive surgery to fix your burnt face. So I would be super excited.
This is my excited voice.
I apologize. I didn't realize that monotone was another term for excitement. But you know what? You had a great match last night. You put on a hell of a show for the fans. How did it feel, though, facing one of your La Familia members, your La Familia sister?
I've said it once, I'll say it a million times. She is my La Familia sister, but when she stood across the ring from me, she became my enemy, just like if Richard Priest was standing across from me in the ring, just like if you, Elmata, it doesn't matter. You stand across from Nightmare Jones in the ring, you are my enemy.
So you're saying if Richard Priest, if Elmata was in the ring across from you, you would have no problem taking him on either?
I've beaten Elmata. I have no problem. If Richard Priest was standing in the ring but right across from me, I'd kick his head off. Plain and simple.
That's hey, now do you remember Jones. Nightmare Jones? I do hold a victory over you, sir.
What I remember is I remember being blinded by some salt or some sort of powder because, you know, that's what I remember. But that's in the past.
So, Nightmare, who are you looking forward to possibly challenging you for your title? Are you looking for somebody who is just willing to step up? Or are you maybe even hoping here real soon Arden Murphy cashes in that Intercontinental Championship to come after you?
Arden Murphy, the Irish last kisser, kicker, it doesn't matter. You know, congratulations on winning your little Intercontinental Championship. If you're smart and you actually have a brain, you're going to keep a hold of that Intercontinental title. Because if you cash it in, you're just going to be losing your title. And then you're going to walk away with nothing. And I'm not going to feel bad for you because you say you respect me, but I don't respect you. Plain and simple. Anybody that wants a shot at my title, that's in the main roster. You want a shot, you come after me. You fall just like everybody else will. Plain and simple. Next question.
Who is somebody you'd be looking forward to facing? Like, who is somebody you would have in mind to face?
Somebody.
Yeah, I think who's worthy to face you, sir?
Who's worthy to face me? But there's nobody really worthy to face me, but if there was anybody that I would enjoy kicking their head in multiple times, it would probably be, let's see here. Thinking. Well, it would have to be Danny Lane when he gets moved up to the main roster since he just lost his UXT title. I wouldn't have a problem beating anybody. So, it doesn't matter.
Nice. Richard, do you have any questions you would like to ask him? We're getting close and, you know, pretty sure we have to wrap this up. There was another match he was in. Tag team belts. How do you feel about losing the tag team belts? Do you take on that responsibility of losing them, or are you blaming the Voodoo Master for that, or was it a team loss?
AJ, how dare you ask such a question to Nightmare Jones? After he just won the heavyweight championship match, you're going to ask him about his loss?
I would do that with anybody.
It was definitely a tough loss. You know, it seems like Kronos the Titan of Time is sort of like a knife in my side. It stinks, but then I still walked away with gold. So I know that there'll be other opportunities for the Voodoo Nightmares to walk out your time tag team champions. Plain and simple.
Now, Nightmare Jones, how do you feel about the huge announcement that was made today about Dark Knight retiring? You know, seeing as you were her last opponent, I guess technically you retired her. Do you have anything to say about the Dark Knight?
The Dark Knight has done humongous things in this group. I mean, she was the first ever female Universal Champion, which is like amazing. She was a great competitor. I don't think that we've seen the last of her. I think she's taking a little break, and she'll be back better than ever. So don't think that just because she's taking a break that she's retiring. She'll be back.
So, I have a question for you. Last night, also, La Familia introduced the Ghost. Can you tell us anything about him?
The Ghost. All you have to do is take one look at the Ghost. He brings fear in people's eyes. The Ghost is going to do nothing but cause destruction and fear in anybody that is not a part of La Familia. So anybody that's not a part of La Familia, just watch and see what happens to Professor Crippel when he goes up against the Ghost.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Nightmare Jones, for your time. Appreciate it. And I congratulate you on your victory.
yeah. Richard, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I have a question for the both of you. Now, it seems that yesterday there was this little promo that was shot at this at the Universe Mania 3, the Vincent Knight. Who is this Vincent Knight? Do you know who Vincent Knight is, AJ?
I have been asked multiple times. I don't know. There was rumor it could have been Deodric Rain due to the fact of Vincent Knight's main focus of his promos is of Vincent Van Gogh's Starry Night, and Deodric Rain has that poster hanging up in the back of him in his promos. However, I was at Universe Mania 3's party. Deodric Rain was not present last night. So that killed my theory of it being Deodric Rain.
You know, I did watch Vincent Knight's video. I know I saw you in it a couple times, AJ. I was in that video as well. The one person that was at Universe Mania 3 that I did not see in that video was El Luchador de KC.
You're telling me you think El Luchador de KC is Vincent Knight?
I'm not saying that. I am speculating that.
El Luchador, the Kansas City, is not smart enough to be Vincent Knight in the first place. But now, I have another question to ask you. The name Legend keeps getting thrown around. The Legend Big Papa Cook. The Legend El Mata. But you know who you're not referring to as a legend? You're not referring to Nightmare Jones as a legend. Do you understand what I have done in this group? Do you have any idea my accomplishments in this group? I was the first ever United States champion, the last ECW champion. I beat El Mata. I beat El Mata, something that a lot of people have not been able to do. I'm a two-time heavyweight champion, a two-time tag team champion. So why are you not referring to me as the legend?
Mr. Jones, I have on many occasions referred to you as a legend. AJ Atticus just has a huge ego and doesn't see or recognize anybody other than himself. That's his problem.
I have recognized multiple people. Nightmare Jones, I never meant to discount you as a legend, and for that I do apologize. In
if
my
you
eyes, you are a legend.
If you don't start to refer me as the legend, I'm going to become the legend killer.
Ooh. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the legend Nightmare Jones.
La Familia's own Nightmare Jones, the legend. Get it right, AJ.
I mean, yeah, I have to come to a point, though, where how long am I going to make these people's names? I can only do it so many times with certain people. But, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, it looks like we are coming to an end of our show. I have to, once again, thank the Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee for paying the bills here. You know, that you can go to www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. We also, it is on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. They will have WCW NWO Scott Norton. Also at wrestletalkcast.com, we have at Worldwide Chapter. Also look up hashtag Fantasy Wrestling at www.wrestletalkpodcast.com/FWWC. Richard Priest, any final thoughts?
Yes. Always remember, ladies and gentlemen, there is nothing better than a good blind ref.
A good what?
You're welcome.
All right. The stuff you come up with sometimes, it just absolutely blows my mind. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I can't leave you with that. I have something that is short and sweet. It is simply, the doubters are just dreamers with broken hearts. If you have a dream, do not doubt yourself. Reach out and achieve that dream. Otherwise, you're gonna regret, and you should live your life with no regrets, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you all for tuning in to episode 7 of the FWWC tonight. And I apologize for confusions on my part. Everything's a mess. I will have my stuff straightened out next week. Thank you, and have a good night.